This is Morning Edition. I'm Kathy Werzer. A whole generation of radio listeners woke up every morning to this sweet and silly little song.
Good morning, good morning. It's glad to be on hand. Good morning, good morning.
For nearly 40 years, this was the way Charlie Boone and his broadcast partner, Roger Erickson, would start their morning radio show on WCCO. Boone and Erickson were one of the nation's most enduring and popular radio duos. Charlie died yesterday at the age of 88. Charlie Boone spent the bulk of his career at WCCO Radio, a station that was a giant of the airwaves for much of its 90-year history, capturing at one point more than 60% of the total radio audience in the Twin Cities. It was the station announcers aspired to work for. But in 1959, Charlie, fresh out of a Fargo station, almost ended up at one of the early Twin Cities rock and roll music stations, WDGY.
I accepted a job at DGY, and they wanted to call me Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, to promote the fact that here's a good Joe. And I said, no way. And so CCO offered me a job, and I took it.
The guy who offered Charlie Boone that CCO job was Larry Haig Sr. He hired Charlie as WCCO's first disc jockey to play the more mellow music of the era. His son, Larry Haig Jr., also worked at WCCO.
Well, Charlie was only probably in his early 30s at the time, and my father and many others probably sensed in him an ability to engage the audience, know what the audience wanted. And I think that probably came from Charlie's roots in local theater and the stage. Both he and Roger Erickson came from the stage, and I think that gave them an intuitive sense of the audience, how to project to the audience, how to enunciate.
How did Charlie get paired with Roger Erickson?
By chance. Their shows overlapped in the early afternoon. Roger coming out of the noon hour and Charlie beginning, I think, at 1. And they exchanged banter. And then a few individuals at the station immediately sensed there was chemistry there. And off they went for the next 4 decades.
Charlie and Roger started their long run on the air in 1961 with a mix of jokes, skits, and bits.
And now, the adventures of the Iron Ranger. With his faithful Finnish companion, Toivo, the Iron Ranger rides the state of Minnesota in search of truth and goodness. Return with us now to those thrilling days of right now. The Iron Ranger rides again.
Hi-ho, Taconite!
And celebrity interviews woven around newscasts. It was a hugely popular show from the 1960s through the 1990s. Steve Murphy was a longtime WCCO news editor and newscaster.
I'll always remember Charlie as the master of voices. That, I think, was his major contribution to Boone and Erickson. He could be a dragnet-style New York cop. He could be a bellicose Southern senator. He could even be a character he called Elfie. Whenever Christmas rolled around, Boone and Erickson would take calls from children to receive their request for toys, and Roger would be, in his very deep voice, Santa Claus, and Charlie would be Elfie. And it was one of my favorite skits that they did because, number one, it was unpredictable. They had no idea what the kids were going to ask for or what the kids were going to say. And secondly, they did their bit on two levels, a child's level, but also an adult level. There were gags that flew by the children that the rest of us chuckled at. And Charlie, with that impish little voice, really made it fun.
I really think it's an end of an era. What do you think?
Well, I hope not. I hope there are young people in broadcasting today who will take a lesson from this, because people don't change. Audiences remain the same. Their needs remain the same. They value their towns. They value their neighborhoods. They value their schools. They value the quality of life in Minnesota. Our young broadcasters today, I think, have a responsibility to live up to these great pioneers like Charlie Boone and bring broadcasting into the next generation. And if they do, that'll be great for Minnesota and great for all of us.
Still so sad to see one of the pioneers go, though.
Well, you know, they used to joke that they were legends in their own minds.
That's right.
And ironically, they turned out to be legends in their listeners' minds.
Charlie Boone had a grace and sophistication on and off the air. He may be remembered for the skits and gags on the radio, but what many listeners didn't know about was his interest off the air in the arts and classical music. This piece is appropriate, a Mozart piano concerto directed by his good friend, Sir Neville Mariner. Plans are being made for a memorial service. Charlie Boone, a broadcast legend, died peacefully yesterday at the age of 88.